My goodness, I am so, so tired. It's Wednesday evening, the end of day 6 of guide dog training. I know I said it before, but I can't believe how far we've come in terms of time here, and in terms of some of the walks and things that we've done. But we also have a way to go still. I'm actually doing my today report today. This is a minor miracle, isn't it? It's about 10 o'clock at night. I'm lying on my bed. I have just been talking to my parents. I thought I would sort this out, record this, whilst I still have a tinsy-wincy bit of energy. It is sapping away quite quickly, though, now. So, how was today? Well, today was tiring. I think both John and I are starting to feel the strain a little bit. Apparently we look a little tired. This morning we did traffic. I talked about that fairly extensively in my first boo of the day, and I won't repeat that too much, but the idea is it's just to remind us, or show us in the first place, in the case of John, what it feels like when the dog refuses to go correctly because there's a vehicle coming, or stands in the middle of the road when a vehicle comes along the other side and you hadn't realised it was doing that. It went pretty well. It's always quite tricky getting the right sort of tone of voice and stuff on telling the dog to go forward, because you don't want to do it more strongly than usual in case it causes the dog to go when it wouldn't have done it, gone otherwise. So yeah, that was all quite fine. Then back to the hotel, and then Becca and I had a very nice walk. I say very nice, I mean it was up Pentonville Road, which isn't the most scenic place, but anyway, it was, we walked up to Angel, and then used the famous, infamous Angel escalator, the longest one on the tube, which is the first escalator I have done with Gio. Went down, and down another escalator, down onto the Northern Line, caught the train to King's Cross, and then a couple of escalators to get out as well, so 4 escalators in total. He did brilliantly. He is really, really good on the escalators, so that's wonderful. I'm so sorry. I am really, really tired. This may be the shortest recap boo ever, and it will probably end up being uploaded in the morning rather than tonight, because I'm too tired to do it. We had lunch. We managed to get some vouchers. We went to Itsu the day before, or at least I had something from Itsu, and they very kindly gave us some vouchers for free food for today. So lunch was free. It was previously being paid for by guide dogs. And I'd never really explored Itsu before this, and I think I will do it more now. I had a very nice noodle pot thing. But then, on the business of the day, what did we do? Poor Becca is struggling with a sore throat, losing her voice. Oh, sorry. So, we did just a fairly short walk, but quite a busy one, down Woburn Place, Tavistock Square, looping back round. Lots of distractions, lots of people, potential for pigeons and squirrels and things that Geo's like. And then pretty much had the time to ourselves after that. And tonight should be our last evening meal in the restaurant. Tomorrow we should be going out, which should be good. Hopefully my dog will behave. Sincerely hope he does, because that could be quite embarrassing, actually. He is getting incrementally better on his obedience, but we have a way to go with it. As I said on a previous recording, I am reassured that Tony went through this, but still, it's a concerning area. It's something that's really, really important to me, that I have a dog that's well-behaved, and I'm not going to be happy if I try and go out for a meal and he refuses to lie down. But, you know, we can work on that, and he is coming along slowly. So that's day six. Day seven, apparently we're going to be doing off-curb stuff. So that's when the pavement's blocked and you have to go into the road. And Friday we might fit a free run in. But yeah, that's it for now. And I'm going to go because I am seeing stars and I need to go to sleep quite urgently. So I'll upload this in the morning. But thank you to everybody who has been listening and leaving messages and things like that. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm glad that, you know, those who are enjoying it, I'm glad that you are enjoying it. And please do feel free to spread the word. And if you know anybody who's thinking of getting a guide dog or is waiting to train and whatever and might be interested in the audio diaries, then point them towards my general profile on Audioboom, which is www.audioboom.com/RJNet. That's RJNET. And now I'm going to sleep. Bye for now. Pause recording. Button.